Hi, this is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and listen to King's Realm. I think they actually do know what they're saying.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on all the social medias at King's Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail, send us a text, 562-317-0087. So, Kings are third in the division. They got a 26-14-5 record after a 2-2 week where they were killer against the Canucks, but lost to the other sea creatures in Seattle. But came back home to lose to the Icebergs, but went cougar hunting and took down Florida. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Happy to be back.
And Jordan Heckman.
There's a cougar in the car.
That's really smart.
That's a great movie.
How many more hats do you think I put on my head right now?
There's a kid about that. Where he wears like 20 hats.
Yeah, too many hats or caps for sale.
Caps for sale, that's it.
Yeah, 50 cents a cap.
That's a great book.
Do you know how I know you're a dad?
I opened the show with kid books.
Because you'd be fucking. What?
Huh?
What? Oh, I should.
You should.
You should what?
Different garage Garudio auxiliary, because I'm not in the same Garudio.
You're in the house-idio.
Kitchidio. Dining room-udio.
It's more
it's like
the
a common space.
That's kind of the barudio, really.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Fair enough.
It's weird. How will you guys know my house? That's kind of creepy.
Why? We've been to your house many a time.
Creepy.
There's not a ton of places where you could be in your house.
Have you been to my August house?
Ooh, well done.
That one right there.
Bingo.
Except it's January.
Means grand house. So
That's what that means?
Yeah.
Like how so? Like in what?
It's was Dutch. It the Romans?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they called their like Congress.
No
the
kidding.
August house, which means grand house.
Learn something new every day. I did not know
our,
that.
Our guitar player was a history nerd.
And he actually sounds way better than Parliament.
Majored in history. Funkadelic, right? Parliament.
I'll show you my major history.
Whoa.
Didn't play, but go into the games. Ooh.
Hey, did you know that we're live right now on Twitter?
We are.
I got it.
Nobody's first yet. This is a first.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Everybody's listening to Jesse.
Jesse's done ranting. He'll be here shortly. Don't worry.
He should be done by now, though. Like he was two segments in when I was setting up.
That's what my wife says when I'm drunk. All right,
two Canucks. Segments in.
Nope, should be done by now.
he's only two in.
two.
That's all you got.
Yeah, exactly. Two and a half.
Let's see. Excellent. Give it to you.
Three quarters. All right. Canucks. Alex Turcotte gets the party started in the first period. Only 51 seconds in with just the tip. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
He scores his second goal of the game, number 7 on the season. Shortly after that, followed by Adrian Kempe, 34 seconds later. Kings go up 3-0. Quinn Hughes, he's pretty good at hockey. Answers back to make it 3-1. Kevin Fiala gets up. What power? What is? I'm unfamiliar with this acronym. It's PPG.
PP.
they don't get very many of those, right?
Yeah, it's in red. I'm not really sure what it means. But Kevin Fiala got one of those for his 15th goal of the season. And then Warren Fogle.
Wow.
I don't know why that felt necessary.
Superstar Warren Fogle.
Yeah.
Attorney at law.
Scores his 12th of the season in the third period to make it 5-1 in a Kings shellacking. I didn't realize that the Canucks were a ECHL team.
They were that night.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, we got ours later.
let's just marinate on this one for a minute, though.
I wouldn't brag too much because the next game, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Not the next game. The next game's okay.
It's a loss.
Two games later.
It's okay.
It's a loss.
It was okay. May the Schwartz be with you. He got a hat trick. Jaden Schwartz gets going early. 28 seconds, very early, right, Dennis? Kapokako gets the assist.
Huge can.
Time to get the scoring started for the Kraken. Adrian Kempe, however, answers back with another one of these PPGs. I don't know what that means. His 22nd goal of the season. It's going to be funny when it's not funny anymore when they get more. Jaden Schwartz again answers back. Jordan Spence answers back, and we're tied 2-2 going into the second period. Former Knight, Chandler Stephenson. There's some serious fucking names on this goal. So Chandler Stephenson, Bjorkstrand, and Burakovsky. Oh, look at that.
You got through it.
I did. Yes.
Except it's Bjorkstrand.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is.
She had some interesting music.
Then Jaden Schwartz. Schwartz is with him tonight as he got his hat trick, like I mentioned earlier, against an empty netter to complete the hat trick as we lose to the Kraken 4-2. Boo hoo.
You think Kako's had an impact on that team?
I don't know. I haven't watched him other than that game.
Well, I mean, he had 3 assists that night. So
even a blind squirrel finds the nut every now and then, so Dennis. That.
3 assists, Jordan. Come on. two of those, he was the only assist.
Not two, but 3. Yeah, one was an empty net, though. That's not really. That's not a real assist.
It's still an assist.
It's not a real one.
They don't ask how. They ask how many.
Well, fuck you, Dennis.
Oh, I don't know which one.
Hmm?
Fuck you, Dennis.
There it is.
Hey.
Lucky guess.
Good work.
Mm-hmm.
If I had my thing set up as a sound pad, I could put the name of it on it. The little button would say the name. Well, it's pretty cool.
Nice. I could just label these two, but I'd have to set up more than 15 minutes before a show. Not like I have a full week to do it. It's really only that window right before.
Yeah, when you're thinking about it.
Because the rest of the week, this is like a workbench. So all the tools I got to take off of it, all the projects I've been doing. Yeah. Anyway,
Do we have to talk about the next one?
A 2-4 loss to the Kraken is not a good game. It's not. It's inexcusable.
It's not crack-a-lacking.
On the same night, the Knights lost to the Blackhawks.
Yeah, this is a game that they should have won.
Would have been a cool gainer, huh? All right,
gainer.
I guess we'll talk about the next one, huh?
Quickly.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the own goal to start off the
game? I did not see that. Oh, it even says own.
Yeah. Sure does.
Oh man.
Didn't want to take a moment to watch that.
Edge goal visualizer.
Whoa. Edging.
Okay. Man, they're really running this thing back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looked like a number 13 shot it in, so I'd have to watch it. Let's see. Where's the actual video?
Anyway, while Dennis watches it.
Yep. Kevin Hayes, power play goal. Own goal. Sidney Crosby scores a second goal Evgeny Malkin scores the third goal. Adrian Kempe scores one of these PPG goals. We should really look into what that is. It's the third game in a row that's happened to get the Kings' one and only goal on the board.
I have to watch a stupid ad.
I'm going to fuck up this guy's last name after I get through. Cody Glass scores the fourth goal of the game.
That sounds easy.
You did good. You did good, Glass. Yeah,
no, yeah. I was saying correct. After him. Anthony Beauvillier? Beauvillier?
Close.
Beauvillier?
Beauvillier? Soft R.
Whoa.
This dude looks like Brad Marchand.
You look like Brad Marchand.
Nobody looks like Brad Marchand.
Go look at Hayes. He kind of looks like Brad Marchand.
Ratatouille looks like Brad Marchand.
How is that an own goal?
I don't know. It just says own goal. Full disclosure, didn't watch this game. So
what's his first name?
Kevin. Oh, I see. England poke checked him. No, from the other side, you can see it. England poke checked him and put it right past.
No,
who is it? Who is like, in that?
He looks like somebody that. Dennis, you and I know, and I'm trying to think of it. I know who it is.
Is it Tad Karshand?
Here, this is the only way I can do it. It's probably just the mustache. When I do it this way, I'm going to show you here. See, does this work?
Kind of
looks like Brad Marchand.
It's got that like elongated face coming out of his fucking helmet.
Okay, go to his ESPN picture.
Go to LinkedIn.
I got to go to ESPN.
No. Go just Google Kevin Hayes. It gives you three pictures. The bottom right one should be in a Pittsburgh uniform.
You do know that. Okay.
You see that one?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Mikey meets Capelli.
A little bit.
Ooh,
with bubbles. Like maybe 40, 50 pounds.
A little bit.
That's as close as I can get to any comparison. Warping.
That's not good.
Shouldn't be coming all over it. What?
It's pretty high to get up. Anyway.
Get some mark on it.
Beauvillier.
All right, so that game sucked. What was it?
Yeah.
1-5?
Yep, 5-1.
All right, moving on.
All right, on to the last and most recent game. James was very busy watching this game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I got him. Florida Panthers, Evan Rodriguez gets his 11th goal of the season with a power play goal. That's what that means.
Who got that secondary assist there, Jordan?
His initials are MS.
I can't even say that one.
Samos Skevich.
Sounds maybe right.
Yeah, I fucking nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Samuskevich. Yeah. And then that was in the second period after a scoreless first period. In the third period, Samuel Helidas. Sorry, I forgot I'm inside. Scores his first goal.
Like how he looked at his kid's room.
It would have been chuckling. It just came down the hallway to his head.
In the general direction, yeah.
fucking Chunkla.
Tad, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep.
Chunkla assassination.
gets his first goal of the season, of his career. Boom shakalaka to tie the game up.
Silver platter of a goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the easiest little backhand into the net.
Hey, get your first one, right?
Hey, the look on his face, though, was kind of like, holy shit, that really just happened.
The call was really cool, too.
Oh, did you watch the replay?
Yeah, just hearing all the highlights. And Jesse played it on at the post game. But hearing the call, like, it was a true celebration of your first goal. It's something, like, if you want to save it, that call was one to save, for sure.
They actually they called that game pretty fair and like pretty good. Like usually I'm not too thrilled with the national broadcast, but I felt like they did a good job tonight.
Who's calling it?
I forget who it is. It was the TNT crew. Yeah.
So Jesse said that
Eddie Olchek was on there. I forget who was doing play by play though.
So whoever it is, Jesse said that they also got to call Andre Lee's goal as well. First goal.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's the same person. So it's pretty cool to call two from a team on the same year.
Yeah, no kidding.
So fun fact for you.
Oh, I love fun facts.
I love how you didn't get a useless stat of the week from the guys in charge crew when you asked for it.
I know. Ben must not have seen it.
I know exactly what you're going for.
That's got to be a general notable. We'll bring that up later.
I first thought you were just asking for boobs because you asked for Ben. And then
then you saw what I actually sent.
And then I saw it. I'm like, oh, that is pretty useless.
Yeah. It is absolutely the definition of useless stat of the week.
It was good.
That might be useless stat of the year.
You know, that's how they're so out of practice of podcasting is they don't even catch on to like one of the best examples.
Yeah. Anyway. Anywho, this game out. We'll bring up that useless stat later.
Adrian Kempe scores the game-winning goal for the 24th of the season on a pretty beautiful, exciting goal.
Just the tip in? Oop.
So I had the video I was going to watch again while I was talking. Now I'm just going to shut up and watch it.
Did we turn comments off tonight?
Pew! No, everyone was expecting us to be tomorrow, probably. I blame James.
We got one more game. Or is that it?
We do?
And that was it.
We didn't just talk about the game that just finished up. Like
that was tonight's game.
All right. Let's talk about playoffs.
Playoffs?
We're talking about playoffs. You bet we are. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook. Last week, before the big game, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, scoring touchdowns is key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple, like a play to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick now. DraftKings customers can bet just $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. What can you do? Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For terms and responsible gaming resources, 7 days. See dkng.co/audio.
Audio. Audio.
Whoa.
Adios.
All right. Well, the comments are working, so.
First, we're first.
King's Realm is first.
Maybe nobody likes us anymore.
We should do that every time. We should just be first every time. Oh, you did it on Twitch too.
I logged in to see if I could see if anybody was there. So I did it on. And it's like, okay, since I'm here,
you can tweet her too. All right, so we get there?
Should get there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
Dennis, did you enjoy your COVID?
Totally enjoyed my COVID.
Totally enjoyed it.
Dude, I think the COVID enjoyed you. You must be fun. You must be fun to be in. I am a
fantastic host. Whoa. I am a fantastic host for illnesses lately, so there's that.
With the mostest diseases.
Jesus, dude, I have been sick pretty much since Thanksgiving.
You little virus slut, you.
I am. You're just giving it up.
Don't let any and let anything in.
Wow.
Call 562-317-0087 for your chance to get in.
All right, so since you already brought it up, we'll bring up the useless stat of the year.
Yes.
Do it.
By the NHL. Matt Rempe and Adam Edstrom tied the NHL record for tallest goal combination at 13 feet, 3 inches. Tied with Zdeno Chara and Dougie Hamilton. So Chara really, carried the... The brunt of that one, but yeah.
What do they consider a goal combination?
Assist, I guess. I don't know.
So what happens when there's a secondary assist? I feel like all of those
maybe become taller. Maybe there wasn't a secondary.
Maybe it's just primary and goal scorer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty fucking useless.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do with this information? Doesn't tell us anything.
I think you know.
I don't know.
You imagine how big their appendages are.
Maybe you do.
No, nope. They never went there once.
Never not once. Even once, okay. But you just did. So
interesting. Let's pull that thread.
Yeah.
Matt Micropene Rempe.
Allegedly. You have to say allegedly. Allegedly.
That's why he's so angry.
Keep us out of trouble, dude.
Oh my god.
Whoa. There's a thing next to me and I hit it. It almost fell over. Don't worry about that.
I have the game stats up from tonight's game.
Do you?
Shots on goal. They're the same. 28 and 28.
Yep. Saw
that. Face offs, 50-50.
Mm. Jeez.
Penalty minutes, 4 each.
Damn.
Usually it doesn't happen.
No.
There was
hit quite a bit.
Yeah, 28-16. Mm-hmm. There was a point in the third period, James, where the Kings had 13 shots on goal.
Wow!
In a row. So Florida got the first shot of the period. Then the Kings got the next 13.
Jesus, I heard that Kempe, Kopi, and Fiala had less than 5 minutes on the ice together. 9 shots for, 0 shots against.
Hmm. Makes sense. Yeah, they Hiller mixed it up in the third and bumped Turcotte down and put Fiala up on the top line.
That and, seemed to have worked.
Well, yeah. I mean, game-winning goal was assisted by Fiala.
And two of the three stars of the game were from that line. Who only played 4 minutes and like 50 some odd seconds.
Yep. Also,
I do feel like the like line shakeups are like bearing fruit a lot quicker than they were last year, where we would see like line shakeups because they were like slumping and then like they would shake up the lines and like they either didn't do anything and or like weren't given the time to like gel and then they would just move on to the next one, where we're seeing line changes this season. When they do fall into like games like this and they're immediately producing.
Well, so why did that one work so well though? Like combined 9 shots on goal in such a short amount of time when the team only had 28 shots on goal for the whole game.
It was a flurry of shots. So
was that towards the end of the game?
It was in the third period. Yeah.
Okay, it was just like,
yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Kempe's goal was at 13-12 in the third. So,
Shoot or they, shoot, Doug.
Yeah. It just seems to me that Hiller's, like, when he wants to get someone's attention, you know, you need to step it up. It seems to, whatever he does seems to work. It took a couple tries with Fiala earlier this year, but it finally worked, right? He woke up. He's been much better. You know.
He didn't wake up that one time, though. Remember that?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Fucking zing.
That was really good, Jordan. But Clark, like, he hasn't been, you know, he hasn't been playing the way he can. So Hiller talked about, like, pulling back some ice time, right? You're not getting benched or anything like that, but, like, until you figure your shit out, you need to pull back some ice time. Well, on that game-winning goal, James, you'll have to go back and watch the highlight. That goal is scored because of Clark. Even though he got the secondary assist, that was all because of Clark. The work he put in on that goal, it was incredible. So it just seems like he's got a good thing going with the team. The locker room's response to him. So
I wonder if it's more of like a cultural thing, like understanding that like we are all one team and not like individuals. Yeah. And like more like harping on that. I'm not going to compare them to the Dodgers because the Dodgers are fucking Thanos right now. But like the reason why the Dodgers were so successful last season before they got even made were totally way better. Was because it was like a next man up like mentality, right? Like mm-hmm. dealing with all like the injuries and stuff like that. And I know the Kings are not dealing with a ton of injuries here, but like when someone's not producing, like you slide the next guy into that spot.
Yeah.
And the expectation is you are going to fill that in without or bump down without any bitching or moaning or anything like that. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're trying to win a championship, a Stanley Cup. And that's how we do it.
Well, having the depth is nice, right? Like, Akil got in a game, you know, because they needed to change stuff up. And, like, Akil's a good player, right? Burrows is, like, your seventh D-man.
Killer.
Most nights. Like,
yep.
You know, or whatever. He's, like, when you got a guy who is he's a legit NHL defenseman, right? I'm not saying he's, like, the best in the world, but he's a legit defenseman.
Yeah.
He doesn't even get in every game, and when he does, he's not getting a ton of minutes. Like that's the depth that we have right now, which is very nice.
Enjoy mm-hmm. it while you can.
Yeah,
because that's probably our next general notable.
Yeah, right. Hope you enjoyed your few minutes a night that you did get.
Yeah, because someone's back in a white uniform.
Speaking of Deep Daddy, Drew Doughty's back in a white uniform. Deep,
what the fuck?
I don't know. I'm very tired and I'm a little delusional and I'm kind of
speaking of Deep Daddy
from earlier this evening. So.
Double D.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew's back in a white jersey. So that's exciting. He should be back any fucking day now.
They said he's going on the road trip. Not sure when he's getting in.
So from what he will be going said, on the road trip. He's, you know, he's back. He's in a red jersey, right? And they're like, so apparently this is how Jesse tells it on the post game tonight. He's like, so questions to Hiller. Hey, what's up? Looks like Drew's back on the ice. What's going on? And they're like, he's like,
I'm sure that's exactly how Jesse said it too.
He didn't say he asked a question. He just said it was asked. And so, no.
Just like that with the hand movements and the head bobs and everything.
He said, I'm throwing a little bit in there, little razzmatazz for you, little theatrics for you. He said, you know, well, you know, Drew is progressing and things are going well. And Drew will be traveling with the team on this road trip. Everybody's like, oh, hey.
And then Hiller said, between the lines there.
Then Hiller said, it also is the dad's trip. So maybe he's just going to hang out with his dad. I'm just saying.
Right.
So
okay,
that happens the next day.
Timothy.
The next day, he comes out in his white jersey, white practice jersey, and then the media is like back on it. Hey, what's up, hey guy?
So the finger guns and everything.
Hey,
pew, pew. You know what'd be funny?
There's nothing better than that choir performance where that girl is like all dressed up and they're singing like Christmas songs. You seen that one?
No.
It's one of my favorite videos, 2024. I'll send it to you guys. It is fucking because they add finger gun sounds to it too. So you're hearing the kids, all the kids in the songs. You're like, pew, pew, pew. So good.
While we're still on Drew, I did want to point out that I saw this from a Bannerman retweet. Saying we are so back. Clark for Norris posted, at one point in the practice, Drew defended a 2-on-1 and yelled, "In my sleep, buddy."
Yeah, he's back.
Pretty good.
And then someone responded, I think that says more about our offense. 50-50. It's Drew fucking Doughty, dude.
It's Drew fucking Doughty.
When if you were to ask anybody in the NHL, any NHL fan, if you could have anybody on your team to defend a 2-on-1, who would you want? I would bet the majority of people would say Drew Doughty.
Yeah, 1,000%. Couldn't agree more.
Next general vote.
Did you see Igor Shesterkin getting into a fucking fight and that all out like line brawl for the Rangers?
Oh yeah, who did he go after? Was it Kachuk?
He went after Brady Kachuk.
Yeah, blocker to the face.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, maybe he learned a little something from Jonathan Quick there about how to put a blocker in someone's face and make it look not so intentional. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was freaking wild.
No, it was the Rangers.
Rangers. Connor McDavid's been suspended for 3 games.
The fucking fallout from that.
Yeah.
Dude, even the Spit and Chicklet guys are like, are you fucking serious? The only one that I will agree.
RA said that? Got it.
No, it was RA's not even on it anymore.
I know, but just the way that you said it sounded like RA.
Sorry.
Sorry. See, that sounds like Biz.
Biz's point of they have a game coming up and both of them are going to be suspended for the game. That's the only point I could see like that. You're missing out on like a golden opportunity for that. But like everything else, like even like the Oilers statement they made, we're supporting him through this process. Like, dude, he got fucking suspended for cross-checking a dude in the face. Like,
did like intentionally die? Got up to punch him in the face. Like he waited till he turned around even.
And to not punch him in the face, cross-check him in the face. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, hit him with the stick.
So I replied back to Russell Morgan when he posted this thing about McDavid to player safety on January 14th, said, dig in right now about Kempe. And like a week later, he fucking puts a stick in someone's face after fucking brawling on the ice, like they're just jabbing back and forth on the ice. Then he's mad that he got fucking one-upped. So he throws a fucking tantrum like the bitch he is and puts a fucking stick in someone's face. Dude, zero self-control.
I think there might be a little like, you know, the makeup calls during the game, whatever. I think there might be a little bit of a player safety makeup call here for that little sneaky fucking elbow last week.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We talked about it.
Brutal, right? So I think there might be a little bit of a makeup here.
But how do you do what a do you makeup, makeup call like that?
He
like,
fucking laid this guy game. Out with a stick.
No, he did. But like a lot of people are like, oh, give him a game, whatever. Give him one game. He did 3 games. That's bullshit. That's where I think the makeup is.
It's intentional. You intended it was so to hurt him.
Yeah.
Like there's one thing where you intend to like knock someone down or you tend to get a one up on him. He went to hurt him because he got fucking embarrassed.
Yeah. 1,000%.
That's a fucking childish move, dude. So, like, good. Fucking slap him with something, dude. Show people that, you know, player safety isn't just going to fucking bow down to the league stars.
It's just so funny, like, the thinking about all the people that complain about, like, you can't let guys get away with all this dirty shit, you know? And then it happens to McDavid and the Oilers fans are fucking crying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, crazy. Well, the rest of the league is like, finally.
Yeah, they were yelling at fucking player safety last week about the Kings, right?
Yeah, the slew foot.
Guess what?
Yep.
Hey, puck don't lie, dude.
Puck don't lie. Yeah.
Karma's a bitch, McDavid.
I was surprised. I probably had a pretty shocked look on my face when I saw that that post that he got 3 games for that, which fucking good.
Yeah. No, I love it.
I'm surprised that player safety actually had the balls to do it.
I love it. And I love how much media it got.
Yeah.
Because now, guess what?
Nuts also deserve 3 games out of it, though.
What number is what's nuts?
wasn't the dude that he cross checked in the face, like because of the skirmish before or right after or whatever, he got three games out of it too.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, because everybody's talking about McDavid.
McDavid, yeah.
Yeah, they both got three games.
I had no idea.
I don't know why he would get three games.
Maybe it was somebody else that was involved in it. But yeah, there was like two people got three game suspension out of that.
Yeah, it better not be the guy that just from the little skirmish, because that was all hockey shit, right? They were just holding each other. They were like, you know, pushing back and forth. Actually, McDavid,
look it up.
McDavid's over him and hits him down once when he's on the ice, number one. And so, like, if anything, it's like you get a three game suspension for getting punched in the face.
Well, he might have damaged Connor.
I don't know if it was the same thing. So in the same game, Tyler Myers got suspended three games for cross-checking Evan Bouchard.
Okay, something different.
Well, Evan Bouchard probably deserved it. So
it looks like it might have been during the same skirmish. But yeah, they both got three games for cross-checking.
Well, as long as McDavid got it, and guess what? Yep. Now more eyes are going to be on him. And I love that part of it.
Well, like, I mean, that's part of their criteria for suspensions, right? Is history. When they're like, oh, we suspended one game, you know, he's never been suspended in his career or whatever. Well, now he's got a three game suspension for cross checking Garland in the face.
Which yeah. I don't, he's, this is the first time he's been suspended. I'm sure he's been fined in the past. That's why he got he's a been suspension. Fine,
for sure.
Yeah. So to jump from a fine to a three game suspension, like that's a pretty big fucking deal.
And I think that's probably what most people are complaining about that are complaining yeah. is the fact that it's a three game suspension for his first suspension.
Well, it's a stick to the face, and it's also a hit to the head, like an intentional blow to the head. And yeah. they're and like protecting you said, all waited, head injuries.
He waited for it.
He waited for him to turn around to yeah. fucking get him in the face. He could have just as easily popped him in the back, right? Could have done yeah. that to try and knock him back down and still get his one up. But at least do it, you know, from the back. But no, he waited till he turned around so he could get him in the face. And that's fucking dirty, dude. Like, yeah. there's dirty and then there's fucking filthy, dude. That shit was filthy. I'm fucking hot about it. I hope they start catching and doing all kinds of shit. Because now the refs are fucking looking.
Yeah. The thing is, like, he's pissed off because, like, Garland was all over him. Even though, like, McDavid was sitting on top of him for, like,
yeah.
15 seconds beforehand. Like, I'm watching it right now. Like, he got taken down, like, after McDavid just, like, sat on him for
There's
a while.
Kind of like a leg lock or something that McDavid's yeah. not able to get up for a couple seconds. But nonetheless, it's just him yeah. getting frustrated.
Yeah, he waited. He definitely you waited. He could have popped up and, like, he – yep.
He had his back. He could have fucking popped him right back down, knocked him over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you get a penalty, but whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But you waited for the fucking face, dude. Fuck you, dude.
I want to see what Tyler Myers did. When was this? Ooh, shit.
Were three games?
Yeah. So the skirmish is going on in front of the net. And Myers like lays a hit on Bouchard and they kind of like slash at each other. And Bouchard just kind of like skating over to him. And he just fucking right in his mouth.
Whoa.
Boom. Pops him right in the fucking mouth with the stick.
Did you like it?
That was brutal, dude. That's yeah. I could see that one being three games like that. Like, you know, like if you're going to cross check somebody because they're coming at you, like that's you do that across the
it's
chest.
It's the same not fucking hit. Fucking it's the face. Same hit. Honestly.
Yep. Yep. I think it's worth it.
How girthy was the stick?
No, it's a different play, isn't it?
Maybe
it's
not.
Yeah,
it's
a different play.
It's hard to tell because where the video starts, there's just like a thing going on center ice about where the Connor McDavid thing. No, if you look at the player safety, if you look at the player safety thing for, okay, never mind. My bad. Add that backwards. Strike that. It might have been a different play. Might have been the same skirmish.
It's definitely a different play. I'm watching it now. Because it's a hit against the boards. He hits him against the boards.
There you go.
Then there's like a little hook. Then there's a slap.
Yeah, there's a slash back and forth. But you can see Bouchard's like skating over to him, like stick down, like one hand on the stick. Like there's nothing that's going to happen.
Yeah. He's got one hand on the stick. Boom. So like if anything else, he's bringing a glove up.
Yeah. But for no fucking reason, essentially, just right in the fucking mouth.
Yeah. Hey, fucking Pot's right, dude. Pot's right. They both did the same thing. They both got the same fucking suspension. All's right in the world. Like, if you're an Oilers fan and you're bitching about that, you need to fucking go back to hockey school, dude. Just because you're Canadian doesn't mean you know the game.
I think a lot of it is exactly what you said. It's that, like, half second to second pause before McDavid gets him.
Yeah.
I think that is all the difference. If he would have done that in the back of his head, it wouldn't have been three games. The fact that he waited for him to turn around and then gets him. I mean, he waited long enough to where if you actually look at it, Garland tries to duck out of the way. That's how long he waited.
Like he saw it coming.
He saw it coming.
Yeah.
So
couldn't Matrix his way out of that shit.
Good.
All right. I would say let's go to voicemails, but there are none.
None. No comments. This is like an old school show. What the fuck's going on?
Hey, 41 minutes.
The Wicked!
Oh, man. I didn't even like do last week's when I was editing.
You got OTLs, bud.
And I thought you actually had a good chance at OTLs. Jesus.
Well, here's the
James,
thing. I'm sure
James
you guys
and I
called
4-0.
4-0?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yep. Yeah.
You guys called wins against fucking... No, you didn't.
Yeah, yes, we did.
You called win against the Panthers?
We
yeah,
did.
100%. That, we said that's the game you have to win. And wow. And the Kraken and the Penguins...
James said that.
...were easy calls. We blew through those. We actually discussed
And then how'd that work out for you?
No. Just the same as yours. Pot's right.
I really got to get better about sending in my calls.
You should.
Or at least tweeting them out.
I mean, you text us right before the show saying you're not going to be there. One more text could have got you at least.
I know. All right, so what was that week? Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jordan.
True story.
You're not wrong. Let's see. So
this buys me some time to look up the week ahead.
So it was Vancouver, Seattle.
Scott doing a passion. Pittsburgh.
Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
Okay, another Wednesday game. Funny enough, also the Panthers.
It's in Florida, though.
Can we say we want to go after? Yeah, we can go after the game because it's a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Blue Jackets, Red Wings, and Panthers. 4-3-0.
All right. Wow. James is done. He's finished. He wants to get out of here.
That's an easy call.
Columbus.
Titties.
Detroit. Florida.
All right. Saturday. We don't have a game until Saturday.
You said 3-0, James?
Yeah.
We're at Columbus.
Ditto.
As astutely pointed, am I even going to do this or for the pageantry of it?
I mean, Fantilli. Actually, they're scoring a lot of fucking goals. Let's talk about this for a second. Let's roll that back a little bit.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
They talked about that on the broadcast, how they are like sneaky good.
27.
All right. Columbus is fourth in the Metro. They are 23-18-7, 7-2-1 in the last 10, and 16-5-3 on the road with a +3 goal differential. I'm calling that a win.
Fucking win!
All right, if you're a betting man, I would take win and the overs because this is going to be a 7-point game.
Okay. You think so?
They are historically, over the last 10, scoring at least 3 goals a game. Mm-hmm. And they're giving up 3 goals a game. And I
How
feel
many
like
of those games in the last 10 have been played against the Kings?
Zero.
Who have one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, we say that, and then we just gave up five to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but things happen.
So, I mean, so, and then the Drew's coming back at some point, and that's going to throw some shit off, and then we're going to have to get used to that.
But so we don't know when.
Be cautious with this. All right, I'm still going to win. Depending on the line, if it's 5.5, go over. If it's 6.5, go under. And by the way, this is not betting advice. This is just my opinion.
Put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. If I could bet in California.
Sure.
But Monday, during the week, I travel every week out of state. So that's why I can place bets.
Mm, yeah.
That's what I do for work.
You're a different state of mind. Monday, Red Wings in Detroit, the city of
Little Caesars.
7th in the Atlantic, 21-21-5, 6-3-1 in their last 10. Wow, 12-11-2.
What was their last 10?
6-3-1.
Hmm. Also,
negative 20 goal differential.
Scoring 3.3 goals a game in the last 10.
I'm not going to let your fancy stats persuade my decision, because that's a win.
Funny enough, Alex Lyon is currently better than Cam Talbot. He'll probably get the start. He's a 9-1-1 in the last 10.
The Cam Talbot revenge tour.
It's not happening this game.
I don't know why you don't start Cam Talbot in that game.
Because he's 5-1-0 in the last 10. But he's also a 3-3-5 and an 8-8-4. It's not very... When you've got a team that's always winning at three goals plus, you don't want to give up three goals. You want the guy that can stop two.
Do you remember all those times Martin Jones was like a fucking 8-5-0 and then would just fucking shut out the Kings?
It's not happening in this game. It's a win. I say the same thing for over-unders.
Well, I said a win without all those fancy stats.
I said it first, so suck it.
Nope. I said it before you.
Imagine dragging these nuts on your face.
Roll the tape.
Jordan, water bottle out.
Roll the tape.
I said it before you even started the segment.
Dennis, play it out. That's true. Put. Wednesday, first half of a back-to-back.
What did you call, Jordan?
I called the win.
It's a win. Okay.
Wednesday, first half of a back-to-back at Panthers.
I'm not so confident on my call of a win on this one.
Second in the Atlantic, 28-18-3, 4-5-1 in their last 10, 13-9-2 at home, plus 13 goal differential. I'm calling it a loss.
Who is in net tonight?
We are going to Darcy Kemper.
No, for the Panthers.
Knight.
Not was? Darcy Kemper.
Interesting.
We are going to split the season series with the Florida Panthers.
So get this. Going into this game... Knight in the last 10 was a 3-1-0 with a 1.12 and a save percentage of 0.96 with one shutout.
Whew.
Yeah, best goalie tandem in the league, probably.
Bobrovsky in the last 10 was 2-3-1 with a 3.04 and an 8.87. In what world do you say Spencer Knight is fucking blowing Bobrovsky out of the water?
Spencer Knight's no fucking slouch, dude.
He's not, but neither is Bobrovsky.
Wasn't he a first rounder? It
sounds right.
Who was that SNL skit about when they're at the bar always cheering the guy? Sounds like Bobrovsky.
Bill Bradsky.
Bill Bradsky. Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah. No, it's the Bobrovsky. You're on the case. Bobrovsky! You're on the case.
All right, you're calling a loss?
Weemu, emu. Yeah, they're splitting the fucking season series.
Yeah, I'm not super confident in my call of a win, but I'm going to stick by it.
Mm-hmm. If I told you at the beginning of the season that we were going to split the season series against the reigning Stanley Cup champions, would you be pretty pumped?
Well, I mean, seeing those two games, it's like, okay, that makes sense. I'd be stoked with that, but I'm not going to be like,
part of me wants to make all of our calls different.
Okay, OTL for James. Scott, just moving on. Just
for the fun of it. I didn't say the words. I'm just throwing out the concept.
He's gonna call it a loss for Detroit or Columbus now.
I want to feel it out. What do you think?
You should call OTL. Don't be a bitch.
You think? No, I mean, not just because you want the point.
You fucking coward.
See, I don't buy into that.
Fine. Call OGW.
I mean, from what I heard, this was a very lame game through the first two periods.
It was a fairly evenly contested game, I would say. I wouldn't say it was lame.
I heard the second period was very lackluster.
Eh.
Okay,
I think maybe because the third period was like the Kings were fucking dominating for most of the period, maybe.
It was kind of a shootout. I heard it was just a lot of shots.
I mean, as you could see, 9 shots in, 4 or 5 minutes when Fiala got put up with the top line. Yeah, there was a lot of shots.
James thinks you know what? Slick.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go OTL on this.
And you might think that, or people might have thought that the second was lackluster because the shots on goal were 17-6 in Florida's favor versus the third period, which we're talking about all these shots, was 14-6 in the Kings' favor. So that's probably why
it just seems like a lackluster. Very well-balanced game all in all.
It was a pretty evenly contested game, and then Florida had – you know, a few good shifts and got off a lot of shots on goal, and fucking Kemper was the man.
Yeah, I feel like if you had the stats this close to the game next week, the right call is OTL. So OTL for me.
Ooh. Someone's making up some ground.
Or losing.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I have just missing two shows has really killed me.
Whoa. You know, the nice thing is I know that if they win, both Jordan and I lose, so I don't lose a point. Dennis has plenty to catch up, so it's fine.
Yeah, I got plenty to catch up on.
Yeah, Dennis can get a point. Totally care. Totally don't care.
I don't have one. I'm missing one of Jordan's calls.
He has win-win loss.
No, it was from the week before, the Edmonton game. For whatever reason, I'm missing Jordan's call of that game.
Oh, Edmonton.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
I called a win.
You called a win?
Yeah.
All right. So you don't get anything in that one, so it doesn't matter.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Daddy sauce.
I think I'm caught up because of Fena OTLs. Yeah. Congratulations to James.
He's in pregnant. The lead. Oh.
With 27. Jordan close behind with 26.
Mm.
And I am going to need to take the guest points because I'm at 22.
What, OTL. How many games so far?
OTL's kill. We're a little over halfway. I don't think Sheets. No, it does do the count. Let's see. 23 times 2, 46, looks like.
46 games?
So Jordan and I are over 50%. That's good.
What is it? Let's see. Let's just go to standings. It'll tell us how many games they played.
There are 45 games.
45 games?
Right. Yes.
So I was doing a count, so just it was counting the top row.
Jordan, we're both over 50%. That's great.
Booyah.
Division.
Those are like Pacific. Vegas house odds, dude. I'll take it.
Fuck yeah. 55%.
There you go.
Gamblers are successful.
Gamblers are losing against us all day long. We could be the house. Let's start a book. I mean, what?
Start a book. You mean you're going to write a book, right? Like, you're going to write a book about this stuff. Yeah, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, how we come up with these. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Yeah.
These make-believe.
I'll take a chapter about my stats on daily face-offs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're, yeah. Good.
Either way, I know a guy.
Same thing.
You guys know publishers?
I know a great publisher. Yeah. He helps me. He touches base on Mondays every week.
I'm not talking about a publisher. I'm talking about an editor.
Oh.
Because you need one of those if you're going to start a book.
I'm talking about a promoter that brings me money.
Whoa.
So you know the marketing guy to market your book once it gets published. Yeah.
See, Dennis gets it.
Right.
After it gets edited and published by your publisher.
Yeah. I don't lose money on my investments.
You talk about the time you invested in writing this book, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Nobody's listening. We haven't got a comment all show. We're good.
Hey, people are going to listen to this on Spotify or whatever, Apple Podcasts.
When?
Is Google Podcasts thing? I don't know. Probably on Saturday or Sunday when it posts. It is a thing. Is Google Podcasts still a thing? Good.
It still is.
It should be separate.
Tight. So tight.
All right.
Anything else?
Less than an hour?
57 minutes.
Not one comment all show.
That's not true. The King's Realm podcast.
Guys, you really fucked up.
No, I think we fucked up because we said it was going to be on Thursday.
I don't know what you guys did last week, but you done fucked up.
I didn't get any podcast titties. I don't know what's happening.
Dude, what?
Because it's not Thursday.
Is communication down?
Communication breakdown.
Oh, there was no beer break today. Okay, so I'm going to have to find a place to put that. All right, anyway.
That's what she said.
Subscribe everywhere so you get multiple notifications when we finally post shows. Follow us everywhere, King's Realm Pod.
Oh my God, it's my face. Ah! She
said. 562-317-0087. Voicemails and texts. I hope everybody's okay. There's another new fire in LA, so hope everybody's okay.
Stay safe.
No comments.
Congratulations to our Pasadena Fire Department, who was on the ice for the Penguins game. And I believe Timoney was also on the ice.
What?
Yep. Captain of the Pasadena Fire Department.
A different Timoney.
Yeah. Brandon sent me a picture with Luke Robitaille. He's like, I'm hanging with your boy.
For 5 seconds because he had 20,000 other engagements to go to that night.
Yeah, he flies through pretty quickly, but... He did get it. I mean, he got a solo picture. It's a great picture. I'll pull it up for the
show. For as busy as he is, he will make the time.
Dude, that guy is fucking solid. I don't care what anybody has to say about him. Solid dude.
Super solid.
Do it.
All right. Ah.
Look at Brando and Luke.
It's so funny. Like... Brandon doesn't look like Mike, but also looks just like Mike all at the same time.
You know, funny. He's so a construction funny. Guy, true and true, right? Because he's still in his Carhartt jacket.
Yeah, but that's his nice Carhartt jacket.
Yeah, you're right.
That's his going out Carhartt.
I get it.
Luke is busy every game. He goes to all the suites. He goes and visits everybody he can. I've seen his schedule multiple times, and it's absolutely nuts.
I wouldn't like to be like the person that is responsible for keeping him on time during the games.
And I know that certain times that he doesn't make it to all the engagements he has to because he gives everybody the time that they want with him. Right. Mm-hmm. He understands his place in the world, and people like have been waiting 20 years to tell him this story. And every time he gives them that time. And so, unfortunately, he doesn't make all the engagements he tries to. But he will not shut you up. He will let you say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And his people actually drag him out of the room. So, like, when he came to John's party, he was there for a while because James was there and like he just knew the family.
Yeah.
And everybody got to say hello and he stayed there. He was probably in there for 10 minutes, which for him is an eternity.
Yeah.
I can't remember now, but it was 5-10 minutes, but it was longer than I'm sure that any of the,
it was, I don't know if it was quite 10 minutes because I remember like Timothy be like, dude, you need to get up here right now if you want to meet him because like he ain't going to be here long.
Yeah.
So I was trying not to be like, oh, like, yeah, rush up there and be like, oh my God, it's Luke. Like, I was like, the game was going on. So I was just kind of like giving him a couple minutes to be with the kids and stuff like that. And like, Timothy's like, no, dude, he's going to leave like right now. I was like, he just fucking got here. Like,
yeah, he, I mean,
but yeah, I had no idea that his schedule was like that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
He's on the move. Busy than Bailey. And Bailey gets a lot of requests. Like, they offer that just so you know, if you want Bailey to come to your seat and.
There was a little bit too long of a pause there.
Comma. and visit at your seat or in your suite, you can do that. You can go on, I think it's LAKings.com. There's an opportunity to request Bailey. He'll come to your suite. He'll make home visits. Like there's so many things they'll do with Bailey, you know, to raise money for Kings Care. So check that out. If that means something to your kids, like that's a pretty cool thing that the Kings do. It's not like Sidney Crosby delivering your season tickets, but still pretty cool.
Dude, how fucking cool is that, by the way?
This feels like after show.
Your kids. I feel
like that's like the best tradition.
We're only at an hour, Jordan.
I'm fucking about to fall asleep.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, remember when I was trying to go to sleep when it was 1:30 in the morning in Dallas? And you were just like, oh, I'm going to drag this out longer because it's fucking funny for me.
I'm not in Dallas right now.
I was there too, Dennis. I was
fucked, Jordan. I know. But you were doing a bit better than I was as far as like energy levels at that point. And Jordan's like, nah, this is fun for me. So fuck you. We're going to stay longer. It's uploaded. It's out there in the world. It's you can go to Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, you know, whatever your choice is, and listen to you saying that to me. So it sucks when it's you, huh, Jordan?
It's all funny because I have the Leave Studio button. Like my cursor's just hovering over it right now.
You haven't had the heart to hit the button yet, though.
I know. I just moved it over it.
He's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another story, James?
Yeah, so I got a call today.
He didn't just like leave, he full on left.
I figured that would do it.
He didn't just go backstage. He full on left. Well,
he can't go backstage.
Oh, there he is.
Yes. Well done, sir. Your timing was impeccable.
So good. Hovering.
Hey, we were both cracking up.
I was like, he didn't just remove himself to backstage. He full on left. Anyway.
I didn't.
Speaking of backstage. Finally, it wasn't me that did it.
That's pretty good.
All right, get us out of here.
I mean, we already did the whole thing. So, for James Blue, like Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wells to say,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
That had to have been bad.
Sure, it was fucking awesome.
You were definitely early finishing, Dennis.
To me?
Story Dennis, of my life.
For once, it was Dennis, not you.
Story of my life.